Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are finishing off the second parak of Maseches Arla with parak Beis Mishnah Yodzayin. And then we're going to begin the third parak of Maseches Arla with parak Gimel Mishnah Aleph. The last Mishnah in parak Beis Mishnah Yodzayin is going to present and discuss another case when it comes to a mixture involving the meats of various karbanos. Says the Mishnah. Bisar Kodshei Kadashim u'Bisar Kodshim Kalim. If you have meat of Kodshim Kadashim, and you have meat of a Kodshim Kalim, neither of which, like we learned previously, can be eaten by a person who is Tameh. But again, Kodshei Kadashim can only be eaten only by male Kohanim. Kodshim Kalim, which are more lenient type of Karbanos, can be eaten by anyone who is Tahor, anyone who is pure. So you have these different types of Karbanos. Shenisbashlo im basar hataiva, and they were cooked together with regular chulin meat, which can be eaten even by someone who is tameh. So while kachi kalim and kachi kadashim can only be eaten by someone who is tahor, when it comes to a regular meat, that can be eaten by anyone, even someone who is tameh. So therefore, what do we say in this situation? Aser l'tameim. This mixture, this food that has been created, is aser to people who are tameh, because after all, the kachim kadashim and the kachim kalim, they combine to prohibit the mixture to someone who's tameh. You take them together, this is not going to be batel, and therefore, someone who's tameh is not allowed to eat from this mixture, because again, the common denominator between kachim kadashim and kachim kalim is that they can only be eaten by someone who is tahor. Granted, kachim kadashim can only be eaten by Kohen and Kachi Kalim can be eaten by anyone, but they both can only be eaten by someone who is Tahor. Therefore, this certainly cannot be eaten by anyone unless that person is Tahor. And that's what it is with Moshe L'Tahorim, but it's permitted to people who are Tahor, even to non-Kohen. And at the end of the day, since the Kachim Kalim meat is permitted to non-Kohenim who are Tahor, and there's enough Chulin meat in the mixture to nullify the Kachim Kadashim meat by itself, it does not prohibit the mixture to them. Continuing now with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, as we begin the final Perek of Maseches Arla. In this Perek, at least the beginning of the Perek, we're going to discuss the fact that Arla is not only something forbidden to be eaten. Again, fruits from the first 3 years of a tree are not only forbidden to be eaten, but they're also forbidden for a person to get any hana from any benefit whatsoever. The first half of this Perek is going to discuss cases in which Arla was used to create, to manufacture some other type of item, and when this prohibits us to use that particular item. The first Mishnah here in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, going to discuss a case in which a garment was dyed with a coloring made from Arla fruit. Says the Mishnah, Beget Shetzvo Beklipe Arla. If a garment was dyed with coloring that was made from peels of an Arla fruit, Yidalek, it has to be completely burnt. At the end of the day, this improved appearance of the garment is considered a benefit received from the Arla. This is considered to be Hana'a, and therefore it has to be burnt, and therefore it has to be destroyed. Continuing in the Mishnah, though, what if this garment gets lost among other permitted garments, other permitted articles of clothing? Nis'arif ba'acherim, if the Arla, that garment became mixed with other garments, and you can't tell which was Arla, which came from Arla and benefited from Arla, which didn't. Says the Mishnah, kulam yidalku, they must all be completely burnt, so that no one will have benefit from the Aser garment. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, the Arla garment does not become nullified, but Bittul doesn't work, because a garment, according to Rabbi Meir, is considered to be a Davar Chashuv, and a Davar Chashuv cannot be Mevatel. You can't be Bittul, you can't nullify something that's considered to be an important item, a davar chashuv. However, the chachamim say no. Yale be'achud u'masayim, you can be mevatel it as long as there's 200 times more regular permitted garments than the prohibited one garment that was made from the arla dye. As long as it's batel, it doesn't work. According to the chachamim, a garment isn't considered to be a davar chashuv. It's not considered to be important, prominent to the extent that it doesn't allow bittel to work. And as the Bartanura points out, we paskin like the Chachamim, namely, we hold that bittel woodwork for this garment, as long as it's 200 times more regular permitted garments than this prohibited garment, then they would be allowed to use all of the clothing in this mixture. Quick review, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yudzayin, discussed the case of Batzer Kachay Kadosh and Batzer Kachay Kalim that are cooked with the regular chulin meat. There's enough chulin meat to be mevatel the kachay kadashim meat. However, when you combine the kachay kadashim and the kachim kalim, then what that does is it prohibits anyone who is tame from eating them, because at the end of the day, kachim kadashim and kachim kalim cannot be eaten by someone who's tame. Therefore, the Mishnah said that tame people cannot eat this meat. However, tahor people can, because at the end of the day, tahor people can eat kachay kadashim and kachim kalim. Then, continuing with Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph, we learn that you're not allowed to benefit from Arla fruits in any way. So we said that if a garment was dyed with coloring made from the peels of Arla fruit, you have to burn it. The question then is, what if the garments, this prohibited garment that you have to burn, gets mixed up with other garments that are permitted? So we said there was a machlokas. Do you have to burn all of them, or can, does bittel work? Does the masayim, be'echadu masayim work? So we said, according to Rabbi Meir, you have to burn all of them, you can't use any of them. At the end of the day, bittul, according to Rabbi Meir, doesn't work, because a garment, an article of clothing, is a davar chashuv, an important item, and if something's important, it can't be nullified, it can't be mevatel in that mixture. However, the Chachamim say, no, you can be mevatel it, as long as there's 200 times more permitted garments than prohibited garments, it works. At the end of the day, according to the Chachamim, whom we paskin like, the garments are not considered to be a davar chashav, they're not considered to be too important, and therefore, bittel would work here in this case with the garment that was used and dyed from Arla fruit. Have a great day.